You are listening to Huda Recordings.
I'm not going to talk about all Shias. I'm going to only pick one group of Shia. Because this group is the most effective group. It's a well-known group. It is the one who represent Muslims today, or to represent Islam in many occasions. And so many Muslims, they have sympathy for this group, trust for this group. So many of them, they said, oh, nothing wrong with them. They are our friends, they are our brothers. And to the extent some even scholars or people who are supposed to be a scholar and du'at, an Islamic movement, and who are from Ahl Sunnah, they like them. Not they like them, they felt some kind of sympathy toward them, and they thought they can come in the middle between, there is a lot of common things between Sunnah and Shia, which is the Imamiyya Thani'ashriya, the Shia which is today exist in Iran, represented by Iran. When Khomeini established their state, they exist in Saudi Arabia, they exist in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Iraq, in Syria, and so many different Muslims country, in so many different Muslims country. And they could, they try to trick some of the Muslims movement. And for example, in Egypt, they reach to the level they can convince the movement of Ikhwan al-Muslimin to establish in Egypt something called Dar al-Taqrib. Dar al-Taqrib, it's a house to bring the Shia and the Sunnah together. But in fact, in this Dar, in this place, Shia never give up one of their beliefs. But sorry to say, Ahl al-Sunnah, they're the one willing to sacrifice for claiming the sake of the unity. For the unity. And also, when they established their state in Iran, you see how much praise they had, to the extent one of the leaders of the Muslims movement, he said, when I saw Al-Khomeini, I remember Umar ibn al-Khattab. I remember Umar ibn al-Khattab, and he doesn't know that Al-Khomeini, he believed that Umar al-Khattab is the biggest kafir in the earth. One of the biggest kafir in the earth. Also today, you see people have a very sympathy and support to the Shia after Iran, Hezbollah, and how they raising this flag of Palestine, fighting for Palestine, free the lands, we are fighting or against the Jewish. So many Muslims, they felt, oh, those people are good. To the extent, even some of the scholars, like I talk about my personal experience, I was once attending to one of the conference for Muslim Sunni in America. And they had one of the scholars. They asked him about Shia, and he said, the Shia is our brothers. The difference between us and the Shia, only 5%. And subhanAllah, I said, if he said the opposite, it's pretty much accurate. Whatever common between us and them is only 5%, as you will see. And even a doubt, this 5%. Anyway, these kind of positions from these some movements or Islamic movements or some leaders of the da'wah or some scholars, and also for their state. Iran is a very big state. Khomeini, he put a budget for supporting the Shia's ideas, millions of dollars. He's spending, he still have a call ministry for spreading the Shia's idea in the whole world. They have their channel, what's it called? Qanat Manar, 24/7. Maybe. I don't know if it's 24/7 or not. 24/7. To give you whatever you want about Shia, not directly, indirect way. And also, their politics positions, their statements, especially in recent days with Palestine and other cases, make the Muslims feel like, oh, they are really working for us. What's wrong with them? We don't see anything wrong with them. They have the very active in universities, in buildings, giving scholarship to any country, any number of people. They can go and study for free, supporting them. Not that like the Muslim Sunni, countries who are supposed to care for the Tawheed and for Sunnah, they do not do like them. Yani comparing to their activity, when you talk about the all Muslims Ummah. Also, they are, as a group of people, they have this kind of titles, or they call for certain ideas, or raise certain statements Muslims, they might feel thimbity and attractive to it, like the love for Ahlul Bayt, or those secular governments. Where is the Sharia? You see, we need the Islamic State, Ad-Dawla Al-Islamiyya, free the Muslims' holy land. All these things make the Muslims all they're good, you know? And also, one of the reasons also for those people to be very successful and very powerful, they have something in their religion called At-Tuqiyah. At-Tuqiyah, it means they can show you what they don't believe. Therefore, they always show, we don't believe in that. Yani, so many Shi'is, I have personal experience with Shia a lot. They came to me, ya akhi, talk bad about us, Lay, ya akhi, you are so angry at us. Come on, we are with you, I will come pray with you, I will do whatever you want. Radiallah and Abu Bakr and Umar. We don't believe that about all these things you say. I always ask them questions. You see, look at us, we are in Pakistan, in Iran, in Iraq, in Saudi. We live together, we have no problem, ya akhi. I said, okay. Why, if this is true, why Iran and Shias still up to today, they adopt these books, these curriculums, they teach, when you ask, what is the Shia books? They give you the book, which is Al-Kulayni, Al-Majlisi, Al-Qummi, these scholars who represent Shia. If you study the Shia, you're going to go study from Sahih al-Bukhari? If you want to be Shi'i, you're going to go to the Shia's books. But what Shia's books full with? Full what I'm saying to you today. Yani if you want to judge Sunni, you come and see in the street, any Sunni in the street. I judge Sunni by person who doesn't know what Sunnah is. I judge Sunnah by the book of Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, Ahmed. صح ولا لا? It's the way. If you want to judge Shi'i, I judge Shia by their scholars, by their books. Why you do not say, this does not belong to us, we sorry, we were mistaken, we take back everything, we're going to burn all these books or histories. They never did, they would never do. But they are such good liars. Therefore, when Khomeini said once, so proud, he said, today there is more than 200 million Shi'i in the world. He might be sighed. And he told his people after he took over, in very fiery speech, he said, I say it and have no doubt about it. He said, I have no doubt about it. I'm so proud of you, the Iranian, the Shi'i Iranian, because our state, better than any state ever exists in the history of Islam. It's better than a state established in Hijaz, in Umayyin, Abbasin, even the Shi'i state. You know why? Basically because Shia never had a state before. As imams. We stop here, inshallah, and tomorrow we're going to talk about their beliefs in general. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to give the right information. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.